Blog Talk Radio.
Baby.
can't get real compared to what. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. As you can see, we had a little bit of a delay this evening on our program. However, nonetheless, we will be keeping it real and keeping it live. So with that said, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out, first and foremost, to even dial in and listen to another episode of Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out we bring you news and information that's well gathered from around the world and more often within the United States of this America. So tonight we have a sort of an impromptu program. I preempted my own program tonight. We actually had, for those of you on my mail list, we actually had Dr. Glenn Mendoza scheduled, who is our resident chronic healer, and meditation expert. And you know, he's also a medical doctor and a professional in that light as well. But in light of the most recent events that are going on with the shootings in the schools, and also with the most recent shooting of a civilian, in case you haven't heard, there's been another a killing. I almost said murder, slip of the tongue, but I can't go there technically at this point. But there has been another killing of an unarmed civilian, and this time not 10, not 15, but 20. Yeah, you heard it. You heard it. 20. 20 rounds of an unarmed man. They found a cell phone in his hand. So I'd be remiss if I didn't speak to that program. I mean, to that event on this program. And so we're going to spend some time this evening just speaking to that, and we'll hopefully have an impromptu guest that will give, you know, his perspective on that as well. I love your comments, as always. And if you have any comments on this subject, you'll dial 347-838-9142. And this is one that we're going to be talking about even probably beyond this program. As you all know, this is not anything new. It's something that's been going on for many years. We had a little bit of a lull with that in terms of it being televised incidents last year. But I will say, since 2013, there have been over 70 killings of unarmed minorities, black men. And we, as a people, we have to stop and pay attention to this. As I said, last year there was a bit of a lull in that egregious scenario, in that there weren't as many televised, and I'm saying televised for a reason, but there weren't as many televised incidents in 2016 or 17, especially 17. But see, it didn't mean that there weren't issues that occurred. And so with this occurrence, we cannot let up. We cannot. This was horrible. Another horrible, horrible incident that is added to the litany of events that have taken place here in this country. So for those of you who are not familiar, by the way, with the incident, and I'm sure most, if not all of you are, at least in my listening audience, an unarmed black man in Sacramento, California, was killed with 20 rounds in his grandmother's backyard. And you know, they're saying that it was related to a break-in of a car. and that the police, felt as though he was armed, and then they opened fire. So 20 rounds. It took 20 rounds to take this guy down. See, that's the piece right there. That if nothing else, and that's just one piece of it, but it's the, in my perspective, piece that makes this so outrageous. It reminds me of Eleanor Bumpers. I don't know if you remember that incident. You know, elderly woman in New York City. They had to shoot multiple rounds into this woman. And this was an elderly woman. Again, police, fired into her. And it just wasn't, it wasn't necessary. So again, I'm interested in your input on this subject matter. I'm hoping that we can have some good dialogue around this, and that you'll speak also, by the way, to your neighbors and family. It's just horrible. I mean, that's all I can say. It's just a horrible situation. It just must stop. I mentioned the Eleanor Bumpers, scenario, and how horrible it was. This is an elderly woman, arthritis, numerous health problems, psychological problems. They came in, she had a knife in her hand. They fired, two shots from a 12-gauge shotgun into this woman. Come on now, let's just stop it. Let's just stop this. There's no reason. Trayvon Martin. I mean, come on. We can go on and on talking about the egregiousness of this. And my sympathy does go out to the family. And I pray that, they have comfort and that they have some form of understanding. And I pray that they get justice.
And we had a little technical situation, or we were off the air for a couple of moments there. So I apologize for that. But just getting back to this, this massive slaughtering of blacks. And by the way, I mentioned Eleanor Bumpers in New York City. Considered manslaughter. So what is this going to be? And just on and on. On and on. It just must stop. Tamir Rice, of my own hometown, 12-year-old boy, gunned down. For what? Because some overzealous police? It must stop. Michael Brown in the street. This man was left in the street for hours, just as a spectacle. Eric Garner. Think about this now. For selling a cigarette? Horrible. What about Sister Sandra Bland? Remember her? Got to remember her. The woman that was murdered in, they claim she committed suicide in prison. She was pulled over. Remember in her car? 28-year-old black woman. 3 days after being arrested. Doing a traffic stop. Found hanged in a jail cell. Horrible. Folks, this is just heinous. What's going on? We can go on and on. Sean Bell. I did a story when going all the way back to 08. Jameel Shaw. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know about this one. And this was one that really didn't hit mainstream. But I saw it in a little small article. I was very disappointed too the way it really came out. Just a little tiny little article in a newspaper. I said, let me look up to this. Let me look into this. So I got in touch with the family, Jameel Shaw, out of California. And this was related to the illegal immigrants situation. And this young man was going to college on a college scholarship. I mean, this wasn't a scenario where, you know, he was affiliated with any kind of drugs or hanging with the wrong crowd or anything like that. Not that that's something worth being shot down, you know. Like Walter Scott. That's you got to look that one up, folks, if you're not familiar with that one. You got to look all of these up if you're not familiar. I'm just throwing some names out at you here. 73 people gunned down at the hands of police. I'm jumping around, I know. But the Walter Scott was the one in South Carolina. That's the one where he was shot, and the police officer was caught on video dropping evidence at the scene of the crime. That was just horrendous. There are videos on this one. Someone actually saw a video. The cop was caught on film. Shot him from behind. This was one where the cop got caught, Officer Slager, Michael Slager, white North Charleston police officer. He was charged with murder. But he tried to actually make it look like it didn't happen after he shot him, dropping something by on the side of the man that showed him, to make it seem as though the man had done something. It was horrible. Now, in all of this, I don't want anyone to ever think that I'm some cop hater. Not in the least. I'm going to give you an old stereotypical phrase. Some of my best friends are police officers. Well, this is a true statement. Somebody is near and dear to me just about as a brother, as a nephew. One of my proteges is a police officer. I can't say enough about him. In fact, we honored him. So this isn't about that. It really isn't. Not at all. It's just about justice for these young men. Because we got some haters. I don't care what field you're in. I believe I'm a nutritionist naturopath. I believe we probably got a few out there that are just shouldn't even, aren't worth the dirt they stand on. It might be a few out there. You got some accountants, some lawyers, some doctors. Don't deserve the breath they breathe. I'm talking about those who do wrong in their fields. That's what I'm talking about. And they need to be brought to justice. The problem, the issue is, because you wear a badge does not give you a right to do wrong. That's the point. Because you wear a white coat, long coat, does not give you as a doctor the right to do wrong. Because you're a CPA or a dentist or a lawyer does not give you the right to do wrong. And it's no different than with a police officer. And so here and now, here we go again. Stephen Clark, spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And with my namesake, doesn't make it any more special. It's just a fact of the matter that I know I was going to speak on it on this show. And I'm going to give it all the time that I can. And I'm going to come back on this one next week because we can't let up ever, 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 ever. And I'm not going to let a month go by that I don't speak to some of these. Because I tell you, we need to start taking some pages out of our Jewish brothers and sisters' playbook. They never forget. One of the problems African American community has, I believe, is too often we forget and we let up. What I found is when you let up and you're dealing with an evil energy, that energy is going to come back on you every time. It's no different than an infection or a virus. You take something for it. You don't take all that you need to take to core out every little iota of the root of it. Gonna come back, and it's probably gonna come back even more heinous. So you gotta stay on it all the time, consistently, without letting up. Ever, ever, ever. 73, at least. I'm gonna say 70 plus, because it could be 100. But the ones that hit the mainstream, 70. Unarmed minority and African Americans killed unarmed civilians by law enforcement, police state. Yeah, rest in peace, Stephen Clark. And as I said, my prayer is to your family, your grandmother who had to be a, on that scene of that crime as you were trying to approach the back door and she had to hear those loud shots destroying her grandson. She'll never be the same. But you rest in peace, Stephen Clark, because your name and your death will not be forgotten. I can assure you of that. And so, folks, you need to be talking about this. That needs to be the talk. Listen to me. That needs to be the talk of the week, of the month. Now, you know, I find it interesting that the who is representing him is the same attorney that represented Trayvon Martin. Now, my opinion, I know there's got to be some other attorney somewhere. I mean, what? Let me give you some thoughts. Benjamin, I respect you. I'm glad you're stepping up to represent, you know, these black families and whatever other families you represent who are being inflicted by so-called law enforcement. But families, are we down to one attorney? We are not going to survive like that. We need to be coming from all ends. Reminds me of a song, coming from all ends. You know, I played the two tunes for a reason. Compared to what? Eddie Harris' tune, Les McCann. That goes back about 30 years. Oh, more than 30 years. Dating myself now. And then, of course, the great, late Marvin Gaye singing Mercy, Mercy Me. That's why I opened up with those two songs. So now we got the talking heads, right? We got the talking heads on CNN and Good Morning America and CNN. I mean, I said that, but I'm just saying, the media is you. You need to read between the lines. Read between the lines. Don't rely on one source. Don't rely on Progressive News Weekly. Don't rely on just ABC or CBS or CNN or MSNBC. All of them have their spin, their bias, well, except for mine, of course. But, you know, hey, to an extent, I'm biased to you if you want to say that. I mean, you can go there. Say, yeah, there's a little bias on Daryl's talk. I'm African American, so I'm gonna be a little bit biased about this young man. And, hey, Clark, both sources of information. But if you don't do anything, speak on this. Speak on this. Folks, we gotta step up and step out. We've got to. We're portrayed too often as just ignorant. You look on your television shows. I don't want to see any more step and fetching shows. And I understand. Oh, they can be making money, and the comedians, and they're doing this in terms of at least they're making some long ends. And you know, listen, folks. Let's just change the whole script, okay? Let's change the whole script and make it something that puts us in a good light. Being different ain't always good. You know, to say, well, I'm a SAG. So, you know, SAG ain't a bad thing. I love Dick Gregory, but we have to disagree a little bit on that one. because he was saying, you know, sagging is not that, you know, we shouldn't be focusing on the sagging. Let's be real. Sagging came from prison. Came from prison, folks. And so now we have our young men sagging. We have our young women that aren't even looking like women because they're wearing combat boots. And, you know, to an extent, I can see where you say, well, hey, it's a war. It's a battle out here. But at the same time, there are women. They are our African-American speaking now. Women to be held with some esteem for who they are, who they've been throughout all of mankind. And now it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be rolling up sleeves and getting in the battle, because if you look at our animal counterparts, look at the lion, the lioness. In fact, in many species, it's the female that's the most vicious. So I'm not saying they shouldn't be rough and, you know, ready to roll if it need to be. But we're the human species. And our women, we should respect them, we should honor them, but we have to give them something to be respected and honored for. And what I see that's happening is our women are being degraded to a form of something less than the elegance and beauty that I believe they're brought here for. And the man should be here for the strength. And it's not to say that a woman's not strong, because believe me, my mama, oh, I put her next to anybody on the planet in terms of strength. But there's a beauty there too. And it's not just a physical beauty. Inner beauty, and it's a softness there in addition to that strength that makes her the lady and the woman and the beauty that she is. So folks, I'm just saying, don't forget where we're coming from. Don't forget the roots of who we are as a people. And you look around and you see how other cultures and races are maintaining that relationship. And ours is being degraded and torn down. People are selling out in our own race. Legacy that we hold. Instead of upholding it, tearing it down. And so now we have a grandmother broken down because her grandson was killed and very, very possibly just murdered. And we may never know. Attorneys that say, well, you know, if the police can say they felt like there was a threat, they have a right to open fire. 20 rounds? Open fire? Sounds like ready, shoot, think about it later. So no, we're not going to let up on this at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. If you go to the internet and you see the website, the video on this scene, ABC News did something. The brother Stephen, good-looking guy too, Stephen, but that has nothing to do with how good he looked or bad he looked. It had nothing to do with it. We aren't talking about that. This is about our image. Hold our image. Stop acting like heathen. And I'm not talking about some kind of restrained anger. Don't misunderstand me, because you got to let it go. I'm just suggesting do so in an effective manner that portrays the strength, but yet self-control to be able to be as effective as possible in our response. That's important. Are we effective in our response to the onslaught that's coming at us? So we need to let it be known how we feel. Unarmed man holding a cell phone shot 20 times. 20 times. That should be what's falling off our lips all weekend long. Tomorrow is celebrated amongst Christians, of which I am. Call it Good Friday, the day that Jesus paid the ultimate price and gave his life up. God in life form. And here's a young man here that gave his life up. But we don't want it to be for vain. Jesus didn't die in vain. We can't let any of us die in vain. So this weekend, as we who are Christian, celebrate this crucifixion, ultimate sacrifice, we need to think about the sacrifices of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Walter Scott. We need to be Eleanor Bumpers, because those are sacrifices. But what's going to determine if they're in vain or not is what you and I do about that. Are we just going, oh, what a shame it. Or are we going to say no more, no more, never again. Any white, black, Asian, Latino, Indian, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, anybody you come in, male, female, rich, poor, that you come in contact with, we need to be saying unacceptable, unacceptable. You see, there are those that would say, well, maybe it was a mistake. These are health professionals. Maybe it was a mistake. Well, maybe it was. But how do we handle that going forward? Should there not be any repercussions? I'm going to bring on someone who I have a great deal of respect for in law enforcement, a professional. I want to get his perspective on this. What's happening in our society? Children being murdered in school, and then the suggestion that teachers carry guns. Is that the solution? I just don't believe it is. But I want to hear your comments on this. And we are going to stop tonight. Because as I said, I preempted my own program tonight. I had a world-renowned chronic healer scheduled, and I preempted. I had a numerologist nationally acclaimed. We preempted, and they'll be on later early next month. But we're going to carry this topic every month. We cannot let up. Someone that I have a great deal of respect for, who is a professional, who is in law enforcement. So believe me, this isn't about me badging law enforcement. This is an individual. He's like a nephew of mine. I care about him deeply. Someone that I hold of utmost esteem. Well recognized in his field, and I just want to get his opinion. I'm glad that he was able to join us spontaneously here. Mr. Harrison, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't know if you've been hearing any of the dialogue.
I'm listening.
Officer. This isn't about, you know, where you're at and what your force is, and this is just about you as a young man yourself, trained in law enforcement. What is your perspective on all that's happening and some possible solutions? 73 black men murdered. Well, I can't say murdered because we don't have the judge and jury stating that in all those cases, though there were a few. There were a few. Like I said, Walter Scott, you know, his assailant was caught in South Carolina on video. But there's no excuse, in my opinion, for regardless of your field of endeavor, to be doing something that's wrong. I don't care if you're a doctor or a police officer or a lawyer or whatever it is, a naturopath, a nutritionist, whatever it is, you don't have a right because you carry a title to do something wrong, to hurt someone. What's your perspective?
Well, my perspective is that something that they need to do is they have to take the municipality out of the case, and it has to be tried on a state level. You know, if there's times where there might be a controversial shooting or a shooting that happened that was caught on video, and that town has to decide on whether or not the officer is going to be brought up on charges or not. But it's a conflict of interest because now you have to decide whether your town is going to be held responsible for a death that lawsuits and controversy, the media is all going to be involved. So I know that they were pushing to get it pushed to the state or federal level so that it would be out of the hands of the municipality that it actually
mm-hmm.
occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So that would definitely be a benefit. Second is that, you know, we have a lot of great officers. We have a lot of great officers who volunteer, who do things in the community, and you don't see it because we don't really post it. I post some of the things I do, but I don't post everything I do, you know, because you kind of feel like you're kind of bragging or tooting your own horn, you know, type of thing. So there are officers who are doing things in communities, but there definitely needs to be more. But if an officer commits a crime, they should be held accountable, regardless of the situation. They should be held accountable. They commit a crime, there's no pass on that, you know. And I just feel that our people have to stop being divided. And I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna show you an example on how we divide ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we're upset about someone being,
mm-hmm.
all the media has to say, we can be 100 strong on one accord about the matter, right? And all the media
mm-hmm.
has to do is say, all the media has to do to stop us and to divide us is say, well, what about black on black crime? Then you'll
mm-hmm.
hear, then you'll get black people that's marching or that's protesting that will say, yeah, how we can't talk about what they're doing to us and we still killing each other. And that's the trick that we fall for every time. Like we won't allow ourselves to be victims, you know, like be the victim. You know, we have to now become the defendant in every case. And you watch. If you see a group get together that's talking on this subject, it could be all African Americans, black, Negroes, whatever you want to call them, and
mm-hmm.
all it takes is one person to just say, "But grab the mic," and they're going to say, "But we kill each other." And then it's going to take away from that family that's grieving, that family that, you know, and it's going to go right to what we do to each other. But ask them, name one black person that has killed somebody on video that was not prosecuted.
Now say that again. Say that last piece again.
Name one black person that has killed someone on video that was not prosecuted.
Can't do that.
Yeah, so that's the difference. Yeah, we do. Look, black people kill black people. White people kill white people. Asian people kill Asian people. Indian people kill Indian people more than any other race. Hispanics kill more Hispanics than any other race. So that's true no matter what race you're dealing with. That's a fact, that you are more likely to be killed by your own race than any other race. So how are we any different? But if somebody kills Asian man, no one's going to say, yeah, but we kill each other. They're going to focus on whoever killed them and the injustice that happened. But You watch, we get diverted easily. We do not stick to the subject. And, you know, the only way for us to get out of this situation is we got to start going back to how we used to be. You know, we used to follow the Bible, the laws of the Bible, the commandments. You know, we had our children in the house. We disciplined our children. Those are the things that divided us, and those are the things that broke down our community. You know, I remember when I was growing up, children wasn't doing the things that they're doing now, you know. And so we were a lot stronger and united. The music that we wanted to listen was talking about uniting each other. Like, I remember when I was in eighth grade, the number one song for 8 weeks straight was Self-Destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. You know, our rappers came together and wanted to make a difference. And it was popular to say, don't kill your brother, you know. And if this would have happened back in those days, it would have been a different result with the people, with the adults and with the teenagers and with the youth, because we were much more in tune with unity and in tune with... So it comes down to training, it comes down to being held accountable, and it comes down to, you can't just march for 2 weeks and then it's something that's forgotten, you know.
Exactly. And I agree with you, officer. I really do, that a lot of tradition in the community is lost. My thought of that is a lot of that has to do with where we are as a society now in terms of technology and the emphasis on greed, on having, you know, yours, regardless of what others are facing. You're right. The entertainers, and I go back, you know, a generation before you, it was even more so emphasized, I believe, and of course it's all relative and there's a bias there, because I can speak to my experience as you can speak to yours. So I would say, well, I think even more so going back, you know, a generation, and maybe someone a generation before me would say, well, wait a minute, you know, back into the 60s, you're talking about the 70s here, go back to the 60s, and you want to see a generation that was really focused on the community. That's where it really is. So I can't speak to that, and I can't speak to yours as well as I can to mine, but I do know that there was a greater influence than it is now from those who had, it was a greater positive influence from those who had influence in terms of sport, in terms of entertainment, anyone who was a celebrity. The media didn't have as negative of an influence. Media was coming into play, but now you've got technology. I mean, television in the last 30 years, I believe, has degraded our society. I remember when cable first came, And everybody was like, wow, I forget 5 channels, 10 channels. I got 100 channels. And it was all good originally. There wasn't even commercial. Remember, does anyone remember cable without commercials? Think about what's happened in our society. Think, you can't even buy a half gallon of milk. A half gallon of juice. It's 58 ounces now. You know, think about what's happening. And it costs more. So our society has turned on itself. It's like feeding on its own self, like a shark tank. You know, if there's blood in the water, it's fair game. A lot of that, I believe, has to do with how technology has regressed. And it's so much a shame because technology has done so much for us. I mean, I can right now on my computer here, I can pull up information. I can pull up the last 50 deaths of African Americans at the hands of unarmed, at the hands of law enforcement. I can pull up how many mass murders there were and what percentage of them were at the hands of blacks in America. I can do that in the next 2 minutes. So there's a lot to be said about technology, but there's such much negative. You got pedophiles now. They're like in their glory. I mean, they can get up online now and just go go fishing. So there's that double-edged sword, and to your point, officer, to your point, I believe that we've lost tradition of the community, you know, that tradition of you better watch your back because your friend's mama and dad and auntie is going to be on your behind just as much as your own mom or dad or uncle or whoever. And the influence of music that you're likely listening to is more likely going to be positive back when, in terms of encouragement. Like I said, go back, you know, generation before me. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. I was a kid, you know. I was a little young thing then. But that was the kind of music that was coming out. And even when I, you know, came up in late 70s, early 80s, late 70s, mid late 70s, you know, the music was more positive. You know, we had, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire singing. It's all about love, you know. And so it's different now with, and no question in my mind that it's a think tank, that it's a conscious affront. It's a different with what our children are being influenced with now. So I wholeheartedly 100% agree with you in terms of what's changed. Now the question is, what do we do? Well, and I love what you said, by the way, before I go there with what you do, what you said about the municipality. We got to take that out of it. You're right. I mean, these are officers. In these cases we're talking about now, not the mass murder situations where you have civilians killing people. But when you have officers, so-called of the law, I think it has to be taken to another level. Yeah, I really do, because, you know, it's wonderful to think that, you know, that municipality is going to deal with that. But I think that should be a federal thing. I mean, then you get into federal versus state versus local. But I agree with that. But what do we do? Well, everyone within an earshot of my voice and Officer Harris's voice, you're stakeholders. You wouldn't be listening to this program. It's critical. You know, the power of love is much greater than the power of hate and fear. So even though numerically we might be in a minority, which we're not, by the way, the issue is those who are of a hate mindset and an evil mindset, their voices are just simply louder. They're in a minority quantity-wise, I believe. But even if they were in a majority, their power of love is much greater than the power of evil and hate and fear. My perspective. If there's anyone else on the line that has a comment about this topic, as I said, I preempted my program. I had Dr. Mendoza planned for tonight, but with this this situation with Stephen Clark, my namesake, no, we're not related, for those of you who are wondering. To my knowledge, we're not. I had to preempt him. We had to have some conversation about this tonight. It was just critical. And Officer Harrison, I appreciate you so much. You know you're my partner in more ways than one. And so active in the things you do with the community, you know, representing law enforcement. So this isn't an affront against law enforcement, folks. It's just there's some bad, bad folks out there that are carrying that badge, and it's a shame. And it's a shame to folks like Officer Harrison, who's doing so much. You all just don't know. And I know in your communities, wherever you are, you know that there are some good ones, but it's the bad ones, and we got to weed them out. Got to weed them out and put them on front. That's my opinion. Officer Harrison, you got any thoughts? But if you are listening and you want to comment, press 1 on your dial, and myself or someone will give you an opportunity to come to the microphone. Officer Harrison, you have any other comments or thoughts?
Yeah, I have time to talk, but it's going to be a little noisy on my end. I got my son. Yeah.
God bless you for being a strong father, a committed parent. Listen, I already put it out that you came on spontaneously. That's the virtue of live radio. So we'll have to live with Levi, the little one. We appreciate him and just glad to see that as I said, you're a committed, you know, dad. If you have a comment, I'd love to hear it. We have a couple minutes left in the program. We're not going to end on this. Officer Harrison, this was very impromptu that we came to this. I'd like to talk to you offline, and let's do a series from time to time. I don't want to let 2 months go by and we haven't, you know, refocused on this whole issue of what's going on. As you know, I opened up with the bumper tune, Marvin Gaye, "Mercy, Mercy Me." What's going on? I think we got to keep this live. One thing I heard you say, Officer Harrison, you said what happens too often in our community is we have an issue like this, and then a week go by or a month go by, and it's gone. We can't do that. We can't. We've got to keep the issue live. Again, you're listening to Progressive News Weekly, and you've got Daryl Clark, your host, week in and week out on Thursday evenings. And we were honored and blessed to have Officer Harrison online with us, speaking to us as a professional, but also just as a young African-American male on this subject matter of going on. Between 2013 and now, over 70 hit the media killings of African-Americans at the hands of law enforcement. And then we've had mass murders in schools. These are our children. So where is our society heading? So I'm going to say this is bigger than just murders and by law enforcement. This is what's happening in our society. I'm going to say thank you to Officer Harrison for joining us spontaneously and speaking, as I said, as a, you know, African-American male and as a professional law enforcement. He's had to move on. He's had to drop off the line. Right now, he's not able to speak. He's engaged in something else, but he did come on for a while. Go to the archives if you want to catch him, if you're just joining us, and some of the comments that he had, which were profound about what's going on in our society, not just in law enforcement, but as a society as a whole. We've got some of the things he said is, you know, we've got to go back to some of our tradition. Evolution is wonderful. Progression is wonderful. We all have computers. Everyone has one in their pocket or in their purse. We call it a cell phone, right on their person now, and it's serving us well. Everyone has a flat screen, you know, on the wall or sitting on a counter somewhere. So all that's well and good, but there's been some negatives to that as well, because all that negative energy is now everywhere. That same energy is in our pockets or in our purses, on our cell phones. And how do we counter it? We grow good grass. You've heard me say many, many times, how do you get rid of weeds? You grow good grass. You can say, oh, I'll get some weed killer. No, grow good grass. Choke out the evil or the weeds in my analogy. So with that, what is our charge on this, by Christian perspective, Resurrection Week? Our charge as the change agents that we are, because if you're listening here, you're a change agent. You wouldn't be listening. Oh, we have a few that are snoopers and want to see what we're talking about. And I know that, by the way, listeners. So we're doing something good. Yeah, we got snoopers that just listen just to find out what we're talking about. And that's good. I hope they learn something and understand that the power of good will always, always, always supersede and overcome, choke out the power of evil. It always will. Always has and is. I thank you all for listening to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. If you want to catch the entire program, go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Renford and search on episodes, and you can see not only this here, this episode, but all the previous episodes for over a year. And they're listed by topic, by guest, and by date. So what is the charge? Speak to truth of what's happening out here and what we really need to get back to, which is some real tradition. Got to get back to some old school tradition here. And I'm not talking old school from the last generation or the generation before that, but 4-5 generations. And we need to keep that going. If you think about other cultures that are successful, they keep their tradition, and we need to be honoring ourselves, folks. If you haven't had a reunion, think about it and honor those who have passed on, who made a way for you, for us. Make that happen. It makes a difference. Teach the children who they are, what they're about, and we'll choke out the weeds, believe me. We'll choke out the weeds. Know that I love you. I wish you well. For those of you who have a long holiday weekend, because there are folks that are going to have tomorrow off, enjoy. Tell someone that you love. You love them. That's so important. Check in on those who are shut in or who are going through some trauma. Check on them. It's good energy. We have a full moon. That's why we were going to have Dr. Mendoza on. So there's a full moon coming up, I believe tomorrow, in fact. A good time to meditate. A good time to meditate on positivity. Meditation is similar to prayer. It's not exactly the same, depending on how you define it, of course. When you meditate, you're truly reaching out into the ethers of the energy, including the God that you serve, whatever name that may go by, as long as it's grounded in love. And with that meditation comes the energy of action, of manifestation. So meditate on that which you seek, the worthy things that you seek. And no better time than now. We're under a full moon of Aries. Aries, some of the attributes is energy. Assertiveness. Remember, Aries is the ram. And rams, you know, they're well thought out animals in terms of before they take action. We think of them just hard heads, right? No. They're strength. This is a time of strength and energy and consciousness. The ram. There'll be a full moon meditation. Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, Master Glenn will be doing his full moon meditation. In fact, this will be an international meditation coming up this week under the full moon of Aries. You can go to PronicHealingUSA.com, PronicHealingUSA.com, and on that website you can find a means of getting onto the international meditation. And he always does a 10 or 15 minute brief on the attributes of that particular sun sign, in this case Aries. And also he does an educational piece about meditation and some other educational topic as well. So it's well worth our PronicHealingUSA.com. And if that doesn't work for you, you can drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore, C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com, and I'll send you the link to the meditation. All right, so peace and blessings to all. We've got our marching orders for this week coming up, and next week we'll pick up with our self-imposed preemption of our program. We'll have Dr. Craig Wright on next week, as he, you know, I was not able to make it. I decided to do this program, this special program this week. So keep on keeping on doing the good that you do. Know that you're here for a reason, and that the best is certainly yet to come. Keep your faith, keep your head to the sky, and keep giving love, peace, and blessings.
I'll give you heaven. Love will